millstone hung around his neck, and he was thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell, where your word does not die, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how will you make it salty again? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another. This is the word of the Lord.
So awesome that there in the stairwell, you guys were on it. You were ahead of everybody. You knew right what you're doing. Because you're here in God's house. We are here together, like Jesus says. Come together and worship and hear his word and receive his body and his blood. Right? And that's what we are to do. And we heard Mr. Martin Reed also from the epistle, and Pastor Hugo is going to preach about our cornerstone. Did everybody get a cornerstone last week? Did y'all get cornerstones? Yeah. Christ is our cornerstone, and we're told in 1 Peter that we are the living stones. We are here doing God's work. Just like you are, just like you're here in church, being that example. And when you go home, and maybe you see somebody who wasn't in church, some of your friends, and you can say, hey, you want to come to church with me next week? Or maybe their parents want to take you. Right? We share that love and the beauty of God's creation, all the gifts we have from him. And we cheer for you, see, right? We say a prayer. What you got? You got Bug Bite? Look, I got a mosquito bite yesterday. Will you scratch it? I did. You're not going to scratch it for me? Can't really scratch it. I need to buy your shoe. Oh, that feels so good. All right, let's say a prayer. Dear God, thank you for being with us each and every day. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and help us remember that you are our cornerstone. You are our base.
We continue with the sermon in Christ is our cornerstone on page 10. Joy and privilege it is to be with you on this wondrous day as we give thanks to God for and celebrate that Christ has been the cornerstone of Emmanuel Lutheran Church for 125 years. The text for our meditation is our epistle lesson, especially these words. Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. as you come to the Lord, a living stone, rejected by men, but chosen and precious in the sight of God, you yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house. So the honor is for you who believe. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. I begin with some precious memories of our life and ministry together at Emmanuel, which some of you remember. First time we visited Emmanuel in 1980, we were greeted by streams of joyful children from the school, presenting us with more than 100 pair of hands that they had traced and cut out for us, warmly welcoming us to Emmanuel. Believe it or not, I still have those welcoming hands stored away in my box of Emmanuel memorabilia. And then a couple months later was what I call my baptism at Emmanuel. After 4 inches of rain fell in 2 hours, that quiet little stream at the edge of the property became a raging torrent and filled the church basement with 9 feet of water. There was our new piano floating. After the fire department pumped out the basement the next morning, the hard work of cleanup began, but only 12 people showed up. It was a big job. So that Friday afternoon and evening, I decided it was time for me to get to know the congregation. I took the church directory and I called every family and individual in the church, all 650 of them or whatever it was. And a lot of people were grateful, saying they'd never been asked to help out with anything at Emmanuel. And then, of course, there were a few who said, "Now, what church is that?" "Oh, out there on Main Street." "Oh, yeah, we used to go there." "And who are you?" No. I have a lot of other precious memories. Vacation Bible schools that drew 250 children for 2 weeks from the church and school and community. Those joyous Easter services beautified by the Easter garden up here. Christmas caroling, groups of us out to the shut-ins. A 2-hour weekly Bible class that at 2 different times drew 50 people for a 2-year journey through the Bible. The marvelous ministry of Jeff Poole in our school with our youth and seniors. But most important of all, the wonderful people of God who were the backbone of the ministry of Emmanuel, and the source of so much joy and blessing to me and to my family. When I began my ministry at Emmanuel in 1980, there were quite a few members who could still remember the old white frame church building on Front Street. It was torn down in 1951 when the congregation moved out to the edge of town, what was then called Dartown Pike, to that beautiful new stone church. But I expect there's hardly anyone today here who remembers that old church building or remembers the decade-long ministry of Pastor Ziegler, who I understand continued to assist with communion up until age 90. So you have a ways to go, Pastor Judd. A lot of changes in a congregation in 70 years and of course, in 125 years. Through the years, Emmanuel has been blessed with so many faithful pastors and teachers and lay leaders. Several pastors had long, fruitful ministries here, including, of course, Pastor Judd, who's well surpassed my 16 years of service. Through the years, hundreds of members have come and gone, Some transferred to other congregations, and others transferred to the church triumphant in heaven. But there is one thing that never changes. The congregation's mission and message: to proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called us out of darkness to live in His wondrous and eternal light. Above all, our Savior never changes. Scripture assures us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Yes, Christ is our cornerstone. He always has been, is now, and always will be the cornerstone of Emmanuel Lutheran Church by God's grace. Church members come and go, but one of the great blessings for the good and growth of God's kingdom are church members who come and grow. These are the ones whom Peter calls living stones, people who keep on growing up into Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit at work through God's word and sacraments. Living stones are those who take up their cross daily and follow Christ faithfully. Living stones are committed to share the light and love and saving grace of Jesus Christ with people all around them and people all around the world. By God's grace, you and I are counted among those living stones who are patterned after the living stone. But unlike our perfect Savior, all of us are very imperfect. However, through our faith in Christ, we live in His love and forgiveness, and each day He covers us anew with a robe of His righteousness, which covers over all of our guilty stains. Sadly, there are many people these days, including quite a few who were brought up in the church, who are looking to sources other than Jesus Christ for spiritual nourishment and for hope for the future. They're trying to build their spiritual house on whatever lifeless stones and ideas that suit their fancy at the time. But all they end up with is stone soup, which offers them no real or lasting nourishment or hope or peace. But by God's grace, you and I continue to taste and see that the Lord is good. As we feed on the pure spiritual milk of God's holy word and holy supper, through these means of grace, the Holy Spirit continues to breathe new life into God's chosen people and prevents us from becoming God's frozen people. As we grow in our faith, a living faith in the living stone, Jesus Christ, and as we build our spiritual life on the foundation of God's word and promises, God's Spirit gathers us together in a spiritual house like Emmanuel. And then, working together under the leadership of a pastoral shepherd, God's people focus their efforts on carrying out Christ's mission to make disciples for Christ, and to help those disciples keep on growing in their Christian faith and in their life of Christian love and service. This has been the mission of Emmanuel for 125 years. And by God's grace, will continue to be its central focus for another century and beyond. But like every congregation in our society and world, we're facing quite a challenge these days. Just as in Peter's day, so today, many people reject God's priceless gifts of forgiveness and new life and salvation, the ones that Jesus earned for us on the cross. Yes, 2,000 years after Peter wrote these words, Jesus, the cornerstone of God's kingdom, is still rejected by many people, continues to be for all too many people a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. These days, an increasing number of people are taking offense at the exclusive claims of our biblical faith. Many claim that, well, all religions are basically the same. There are many saviors. You know, all roads lead to the same place. Now, Peter says that we are to share our faith with gentleness and respect. But we must always stand firm in our faith. As the hymn says, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. Peter says clearly in Acts chapter 4, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to us by which we must be saved. For 125 years, the hearts and lives of literally thousands of people have been touched and transformed by the light and love and saving grace of Jesus Christ through the ministry of Emmanuel's church and school. As you keep on growing God's family in this community and region through the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit, and as you keep on providing opportunities for everyone at Emmanuel to grow up in Christ and to serve the Lord with gladness, you will continue to be a bright beacon of Christ's light for countless people who will be richly blessed, as you and I have been, to call Emmanuel our home. May God grant it for the sake of the cornerstone, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds secure and steadfast in Jesus Christ, our Savior, now and forevermore. Amen.
Rise and confess our faith in the Lord of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, the light of light, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life. a prayer today, remember Becky Crossman, who has terminal cancer, for Jeff Snell, Alan Lee's son, who's in home hospice, for Martin Dankovich, Tim Rosh's aunt, who's in hospice, for Nancy George, recovering from carpal tunnel surgery, for Tim Freeman, having a heart procedure on the 29th, for Debbie Myers, recovering from cell Myers, who was hit by a car, recovering from multiple surgeries, and for Mikhail Bailey, who had an accident at work and suffered a possible concussion. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For daily bread, we could not pray and weep after what we no longer have, but be content with what God so graciously rains down upon us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For pastors and their hearers, and the Holy Spirit would rest upon them, that pastors may prophesy God's word publicly and faithfully among us, and that we in turn may prophesy it in our homes and locations. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our elders and church council, God will bless them with the necessary gifts of the Spirit to serve the congregation, support our pastor, and uphold the ministry of the word among us. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all couples who desire the gift of children, that they may be fruitful and bring up their children in your fear and knowledge, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the suffering of those who are sick, especially Becky, Jeff, Margaret, Nancy, Kim, Debbie, and Michaela, that the Lord would save them and raise them up, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come to the altar today to receive the heavenly manna of Christ's body and blood, that they would be well salted with repentance and faith and at peace with one another, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
All these things and whatever else you know that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of whom we died and rose again, and now lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-damning sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gather with the name and remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faith when we eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us to do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, for the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb, his kingdom which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship of the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Christ, the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." The same way also took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and preserve you in true faith of the life everlasting. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven.
Thank you.
faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
may be seated for a few announcements and a greeting from Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison, President of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Dear Pastor and parishioners of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for one year after another, word and sacrament, salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Today we give thanks for 125 years of Spirit-filled ministry among your family, friends, community, and on into the world. Alleluia. Although I cannot be with you in person, it is with great joy that I join you in your spirit of celebration this anniversary and God-given milestone. May this anniversary year remind you of all that God has done and continues to do, not only for his bride, the church, but also for your particular unique congregation. You are his own creation, clothed in Christ and beloved in his sight. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have made many visible marks throughout history. For us, we experience them often as simple daily bread and regular worship. Thanks be to God that he provides so abundantly, sustains with such steadfastness, and preserves with his own eternal power and glory, day after day, year after year, now and into eternity. What an impact our Lord has had. God has mightily blessed and spread his word, granting new life and renewal through God's word and sacrament, granting the forgiveness of sins and a place at his holy table. Thanks be to God that he washes us clean and gives us what we could never earn for the sake of his Son, even generation after generation. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, know that your fellow members of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod join you in giving thanks to the Lord of the Church for your confession of faith and community of love. We ask with you that his great blessing remain upon Emmanuel Lutheran Church today and in the days to come. My beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Under the blood of Jesus, Matthew C. Harrison. A couple of announcements. The Tuesday morning Bible study is resumed 10:30 in the 1896 room. Our celebration picnic will be today after late service, about 12:30. The record is available at both entrances, our newsletter. Do return the Hallelujah bulletins. We're going to use those at Easter. So do return those as you exit. And go in peace. Serve the Lord.